In Northwest news from KPLU, law enforcement authorities in King County say they're making a major change in how they go after prostitution. As KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer reports, they plan to stop targeting prostituted women and train their sights on the men paying for sex.
Noel Gomez is co-founder of the Organization for Prostitution Survivors, and before that, she was a sex worker herself. She recalls an encounter with police where she was cuffed and detained. As for her customer, she says the officer simply asked how much he had paid.
The officer took the money and gave it back to the John and told the John to get out of the area. I was wondering why I was the only one that was in trouble and handcuffed, but I knew that that's just the way that it was.
Police and advocates say prostituted women have long been targeted for arrest 10 times more often than the buyers, according to the Washington State Patrol.
Those days are gone. We're not doing that anymore.
Deputy Chief Carmen Best of Seattle Police says SPD will be joining law enforcement agencies across the county in a new initiative called Buyer Beware.
We now recognize that to truly be effective, we need to target the demand and shift from arresting survivors to arresting the sex buyers.
Police say they'll step up internet stings targeting sex buyers and place ads on search engines and websites aimed at those trolling for sex. And they'll launch a new 8-week course for convicted sex buyers as part of their sentence, not a way to avoid prosecution. Prostituted women, on the other hand, will get social services rather than jail time. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.